Here this morning. It's a pleasure for me to be able to get up here and to speak to you this morning. As was announced, our regular evangelist Kyle Pope is out of town at a gospel meeting, and he asked me to preach this morning in his place, and so I figured since this is the second Sunday of the month, and as was announced as our tradition in the second service, of the second Sunday of the month, we have a singing service, so we can sing praises to our God. And I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes this morning about why it is that we do sing praises to our Lord. We'll spend the majority of our time this morning in the books of Ephesians and Colossians. This is a sermon you've heard 100 times. It's a sermon that I think we need to hear 100 more. It really helps us to stop and take perspective on the things that we do so that we are sure to not fall into habits, so that we're sure not to make things, make our service, our worship to the Lord sort of plug and play, so to speak. We just come in, we do what we always do, and we leave. We need to keep a sound mind on what we're doing and why we're doing it. So if you would please turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. The first of the five reasons I want to discuss with you this morning is the why we sing praises to our Lord on a regular basis. It's because it's a commandment. We're obeying our Lord when we sing to Him. In Ephesians chapter 5, let's read verses 18 and 19. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks and always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. So we see here that we are to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. In Colossians, in the book of Colossians, third chapter, another verse that we are very familiar with, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. When we sing psalms to our Lord, when we sing in worship services, outside of worship services, I know I've been known to start belting some songs in my car whenever I'm driving. People look at me funny from the side, and I love listening to, there's some Florida College CDs that have hymnals and things like that that we sing, and I love singing those songs along, and it just should fill our hearts with joy to obey our Lord in that way. If you would please turn with me to the book of 1 John. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says, now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. So if we keep His commandments, His command to sing, we know the Lord. Continuing on in, First John chapter 2, continuing on in verse 4. He who says, I know Him and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. That brings up my second point I wanted to talk to you about this morning. The reason we sing is to allow the Word of God to dwell in us. If you would please turn back with me to Colossians, the third chapter. In Colossians, the third chapter, in verse 16, once again, it says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We are to allow the Word of God, the Word that we've studied, the Word that we love, to dwell in us richly each and every day. One of the ways that we allow His Word to dwell in us richly is to sing psalms and sing praise unto His name. And as we can see in 1 John, if we obey those commands, then we allow Him to dwell in us. The third reason that I think is important, well, the third reason it is important to sing, it's not that what I think, it's what the Bible says, is to build up one another. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, once again, Like I said, we'll be spending most of our time in Ephesians and Colossians this morning. Book of Ephesians chapter 5. We see in verse 19 that we are to be speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts. It is our purpose when we sing to speak to one another, to teach one another, to lift up and edify one another. Back in Colossians, we see the exact same thing in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Says there, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When we have the word of Christ dwelling in us richly, we can almost not help but to want to talk about it. We can almost not help but to want to spread his word, to want to spread the joy, want to spread the love to others. And one of the ways that we are to do that is through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There aren't many times in my life where I'm sitting in the congregation, I'm listening to a sermon where I just get chills. I enjoy sermons very much. I like learning. I like studying the Word of God. But when I'm listening to a sermon, I've rarely just kind of gotten chills about what I'm hearing, about what we're studying. And that happens all the time when we're singing psalms to our Lord. When we sing to our God and our Father in heaven, we're singing praises to Him. It just fills you with everything, and it makes you want to shout from the hilltops and spread His word to everyone. And that is why we have the command to sing, is because through singing we can do that. We can shout from the hilltops of our praise and our love for our Lord. Continuing on in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, says, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. We have to allow that grace in our hearts in order to do so. We can't just show up. We can't just open a songbook, keep our heads down, and sing because it's what we're told to do. It's the grace that dwells within us. It's the grace through our Lord and Savior that allows us to come in and to sing these praises and to lift up one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There's no greater opportunity for each and every one of us to have an impact in someone else's life than when we sing. There is obviously no other time in the worship service where every single person is involved at the exact same time, as far as everyone being equally responsible for admonishing one another. Certainly we're all involved when we're taking the Lord's Supper. Hopefully our minds are all in the right place. Certainly we're all involved whenever we're listening to a sermon. We're all studying the Word together. But when we sing praises to our Lord as one group, as a congregation, whether it's good or bad, we are letting our hearts give praise to our Lord, all as one group. And every single one of us is contributing to the admonition of the others. And it's something like that that's just so powerful, and we can see easily why it is a command that is given to us in the books of Ephesians and Colossians. If you would please turn over with me to the book of Psalms. We'll start in Psalm 9. The book of Psalms, Psalm 9. I've already mentioned this, but prayer and thanksgiving for the Lord's righteousness and judgment is something that we need to have. The fourth reason I want to talk to you about this morning about why we sing is so we can bring joy to others and so we can share our joy with others. In Psalm 9, in verse 2, this is a psalm of David. He says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. We see here that we must rejoice in our Lord. And when we sing, we are rejoicing. So I keep saying our for our. we are singing and rejoicing, and we are glad of the things that we've been given from our Lord, because they are ever so present in our lives. If you would please turn over to the 59th Psalm with me. In Psalm 59, discussing the not just the joy that we can have, the joy that we can share with one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual songs, but the refuge that we're given through our Lord and Savior. In Psalm 59, verse 16, it says, "But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." This is the joy we sing of. We're not singing because we're happy. We're not happy because we got a new car, because we got a promotion at work. We're not happy because we, any number of physical things. The reason we're singing for our joy, the joy we have, comes from the refuge we have in Jesus Christ. Once again, Psalm 59 and verse 16, we'll sing of his power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. We all have trouble. We all need refuge regularly, whether we know it or not. And when we sing to our Lord of his power, and when we recognize that power and the refuge we have in there, we can't help but be overcome with joy and want to share that joy in psalm, hymn, and spiritual song. If you would please turn to the 63rd Psalm. Psalm 63. We see that we are to sing with joyful lips. I thought about saying, you can't help but sing. You can't help but be happy when you sing. But that's not true at all. Whenever you listen to a lot of pop music and stuff, there's a whole lot of stuff that's not happy about that. But when we sing hymns to our God, we can't help but have joy in our lips. In Psalm 63, start with me in verse 5. "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice." We rejoice in our Lord. We rejoice in the refuge that he gives us, and we sing to him with joyful lips. And that joy comes because our Lord is our Savior, because of the covenant that he made, because of our chance that we have at salvation through Jesus Christ. We have that joy and we have that happiness, and we can sing psalms to him with joyful lips. If you would please turn with me to the book of James. In the book of James, chapter 5 and verse 13. James chapter 5 and verse 13. It says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms." Singing psalms is our way to show our joy and our way to spread his gospel to others. When we need that refuge, when we need help, when we need joy in our hearts, we don't just sing because we are happy. We sing because we need that joy. We need that refuge in our hearts. So if we're having a bad day, if we're having troubles, we need to pray about it, as it says in James. Pray if you're suffering, and then sing songs of joy, because we need to glorify our Lord, and we need to lift our hearts. We can't just rely on psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to lift others up. We need to allow it to lift us and have that grace in our hearts, as was mentioned. But lastly, the most important thing that we need to remember when we sing is that we have a chance to glorify our God in heaven. We have a chance to sing praises unto him so we can glorify him. As we see in Colossians chapter 3, once again, verse 16, And we're singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. While we do sing to admonish one another, to lift one another up, we are singing to the Lord. We are singing our praises to Him. I'm not singing to you. I'm not singing to somebody else. I'm singing to the Lord. I am admonishing and I am praising the Lord in everything I do. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, as it says right there in the end, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. And once again in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 19, he mentions once again, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So we're speaking to one another. We're singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. We're making this melody to the Lord in our hearts to glorify Him. Because we need to glorify our Lord as much as we possibly can. Because there is not a single thing on this earth that we could have without Him. He is the creator of all. He gives all. And whether we're joyful for the redemption we have, we're joyful for the salvation that we have, we're joyful for the breath that we breathe every second of every day, we need to glorify our Lord, and we need to sing songs and praises to Him because of that. We don't sing just so we have something to do. They didn't establish singing in worship services just so nobody felt left out, so everybody had something to do. That's not why we sing. We don't sing so it's pretty or perfect. I know I'm guilty of complaining whenever a song is too slow or too fast, too high or too low, too loud or too soft. We don't sing for that. We don't sing to be pretty. We don't sing to have perfect harmony. We don't sing to be the Harlem Gospel Choir. We sing to glorify our Lord. And we must make sure that our minds are in the right place. Going along with that, we don't sing to entertain one another. We don't get up here to lead singing so you can hear how great of a voice Kevin Wise has. We don't get up here to lead singing or sing from the congregation so other people can hear us and know how great we are. We're not here to entertain anyone. We're here to glorify our Lord and God. We sing so we are obeying the commandments we're given in Colossians and Ephesians. We sing so we can allow the Word of God to dwell in us richly each and every day. We sing so we can build up one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And we sing so we can spread the joy we have in serving our God and glorifying our King Most High for all that He gives us and all that He does for us on a daily basis. So I ask you to please consider these things as we worship our God each and every Sunday, but as we enter into our second service after Bible classes, the reasons why we're singing, the reasons why we do the things we do is so we can glorify our Lord for all that He has done to us. Now, this lesson hasn't been about what it takes to be saved, but the salvation that's granted to us through Jesus Christ, through His blood and His sacrifice that was made. If there's anyone here this morning who has found themselves longing for that something more, longing to be included in Christ's church, to put on Christ through baptism, everything's prepared. Please have no hesitations because we have everything ready to do that this morning. There's no reason to wait. And if anyone here this morning has found themselves outside of God's word, who needs the help, who needs the prayers of the congregation, who needs our help in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, we ask you to please come forward so we can pray on your behalf and do so as we stand and we sing the song of invitation.